Well, Rock, we've made it 9, and tonight's going to be the 10th episode of Crash Test Radio.
That's right, Jew. And between jerking off in between shows and Steve Irwin's dead body calling in, I'd have to say it's been a pretty successful 9 shows.
I'll say. I think John's starting to gain a lot of friends with his positive energy that he brings to the show. He always has a smile.
John proves that you don't need humor or hair to be successful in radio.
I also like Tom the intern when he shows up.
I like the fact that it sounds like we're reading when we in fact have nothing to read in front of us.
Maybe we should plan this out better next time.
That would be good.
But on behalf of everyone here at Crash Test Radio, thanks for listening to our show and enjoy tonight.
This Mexican restaurant opened up in this food court, and Panera Bread is now suing Simon Malls for allowing this to open up because they're saying they had the exclusive rights to a sandwich shop. Basically, like if Sbarro opens up in the food court, they say you can't serve Italian food. Okay, yeah. Panera Bread establishes it in a contract as a sandwich.
Yeah.
So first off, would you ever consider a burrito a sandwich?
No.
A sandwich is meat or some sort of
contains two pieces of bread.
Yes,
or
bread.
At least one piece
bread
of bread
is the key element.
Yes, not a tortilla is not bread.
That's why they're called wrap.
Hi Joe, how are you? I run a company called PMI, Personal Mail International, and we are looking to get an event catered by you guys.
Okay, we don't cater whatsoever. What we can do is we can sell you the food. You provide the plates or the containers in order for you to carry the food, but that's all we do. So we don't actually cater.
Okay, that's no problem at all. So can I order 30 sandwiches from you for tomorrow?
How many?
30 sandwiches. I can give you
30 burritos?
No, 30 sandwiches.
Yeah!
Thank you,
Joe. We love you, Joe. Joe has.
Oh my God! We just settled a lawsuit on this radio show.
The nail in the coffin.
Crash Test Radio starts now.
What's going on? It's Monday, December 4th, 2006. This is Crash Test Radio. What's up, Rock?
What's up, Jarrett? Johnny?
What's happening?
John's miserable tonight for
Tom
a change.
Tom the intern, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
You're back from your trip. How was Seattle?
Snowy.
Snowy?
Classic.
Classic.
Jarrett got mad at me because I burped during the live broadcast of what was going on.
Nobody was paying attention.
He blamed it on me.
Yeah, Rocco blamed it on you.
That was great. They believed it.
So what? I didn't really believe it. So today is our 10th show. It's our 10th show, and
it's a celebration.
We've never been so excited in our entire lives, I don't think.
I didn't even know until I got here, and you guys told me it was the 10th show.
You don't really pay much attention to anything.
No, I thought
we
it was number 9.
Who would have ever thought it would come this far?
It's spectacular.
10 shows, 10 spectacular weeks.
I think I've only been here for like 2, actually, right?
It's true. We're drinking champagne in the studio to celebrate. That's for sure.
So what's going on
Nothing.
Today?
A bunch of different stuff in the news I know that we were going to get to pretty early. But John, actually, I don't know. Did he give you that clip?
I do. I actually have an exclusive here. John got a chance to talk to Michael Richards. And I don't think we need to explain anything. So I will just.
This was like right after everything that happened, right?
Yeah,
it was like the night after.
We hang out all the time.
No, so. I know that you and him were friends. That's why I kind of felt bad last week when we were talking about the whole thing. And that's why you were kind of quiet for it, I figured.
They attend the Klan meetings together.
Apparently, right?
They don't miss a beat.
He doesn't listen, though, does he? He's not. He's.
Kramer?
No, he's not listening tonight. He did last week.
I imagine Kramer has bigger things to worry about than listening to our internet radio show here.
I tried to get him to call in, but he wouldn't do it.
All right, so here it is. John got to speak with Michael Richards.
Let's hear.
Hello, hi. I'm not doing too good.
This is John, and I totally agree with you.
I lost my temper on stage.
Really?
I said some pretty... nasty things to some nasty Afro-Americans.
Whoa.
I'm a racist. That's what's so insane about this. And that's okay, you know.
It's true. And so am I.
And I'm not sorry that it happened.
You're so wrong. That was the funniest shit.
No, I mean, I hear you laugh, you know, and I've already heard you make some jokes about it, and that's okay, you know, but I'm really not sorry.
I agree, buddy.
And I'm concerned about more hate.
You're full of shit.
Nasty crap comes through. It fires out of me.
Really? You're full of shit.
No, 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 no.
That young gentleman was way out of line.
I think it's important for the Afro-American community to make sure this kind of crap doesn't come about.
It's true. I totally agree with you.
You know, it's it, I don't. I know people could, blacks could feel, what is, I'm a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
And so am I.
And that was it. Good job, Johnny.
Thank you, John, for letting us air that phone call between you and Mr. Richards.
And who says that John does nothing for the show?
Exactly. Right?
I mean, who else had an exclusive interview with Michael Richards besides Jesse Jackson and Letterman?
Me. I was third in line.
Well, that's good. I can't believe he said to you, he called them nasty Afro-Americans after what just happened.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it at all. And obviously, he's not sorry.
No, apparently not.
It's ridiculous.
That's stuttering.
And we learned that you're a racist.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
What else do we have in the news? Something about the kids with the rap or something you were talking about,
right? Oh, yeah, I heard about this today. Now, I have the video in front of me, and the audio is pretty amazing. So these two Afro-Americans got caught littering in a mall parking lot, I believe, by a cop.
That's pretty badass.
And the cop said, okay, I could either give you a ticket for littering or you can rap for me.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You're lying.
He did.
It's not real. There's
no
way.
I didn't believe it either. I thought it was like a gag, but...
Imagine going up to two black kids and saying, hey, can you guys rap for me? I won't give you a ticket.
Like, well, we'll talk about it after you play the audio. All
right, here it is.
Play the audio first.
Let's hear it.
You know how much the fine is for littering?
About 500, probably.
About 500 or so. Criminal arrest, all that other stuff.
You can see the answer either.
No littering ticket if the two of you just do a little rap about... What do you want to rap about today?
Shut
littering?
The fuck up.
About the dangers of littering, okay? So just think about it for a second. He's a thinker. I can see he's already busting it right now. So you tell us when you're ready. You're ready right now.
Dangers of littering, you will get a ticket. If you ain't with it, you better be experienced. Because, you know, I just got pulled over because I threw my trash out the window when they rolled over. The guy behind me and pulled me over while I'm down here in Maricopa.
All right, man. You guys have a good day, okay? Here you go.
He just lets them walk.
No
that
shit.
That was the worst. He found the only two black guys that can't rap.
It's well, true.
They probably had some cop filming that. It's like a public service.
Well, no.
Why
what
would,
it is?
Yeah, who had that? Who would actually film that?
It's in Tempe, Arizona, and it's actually a show they have out there where it's almost like Cops. So not only did they do that, they recorded it.
Uh-huh.
Someone had to edit it. And then someone had to approve it to put it on the air. And they put it on the air. And now the cop had to make a big apology and everything.
I don't think he should apologize. I see no problem in it whatsoever.
What do you mean you see no problem in it?
I understand what you're saying, but it's still kind of ridiculous to just say, hey, why can you guys play basketball for me if you can't rap? Like, what's the...
He wouldn't have done it if he didn't have a show.
You think it was all because of the show?
It was because of the show. You can see the way the cop was acting. He was, like, trying to joke around and be funny.
That's why they shouldn't have cop shows.
No. All my life, I felt I was black. I listened to hip hop, I watched UPN, and I love playing basketball.
I mean, like, that's ridiculous. They suck. I got caught littering.
They found
so
the two whitest black guys in Arizona.
They're not white. They don't look white or act white, like, from what I saw, but they just can't
rap. Like white guys. Like, K Fed might be better than them.
Can you give us a rap, John?
No, not at
all. I'll give you a beat.
No.
I threw a piece of paper at the window and right. I can't rap either.
I think one was actually Carlton from Fresh Prince.
It might have been.
All right, let's
I should teach you a lesson because you litter more than anybody I know.
I am a litter bug.
He throws giant like the biggest McDonald's bag you can find.
I want the listeners to know he's saying giant McDonald's bags, and John has his hands about a yardstick apart from each other.
Yeah, like a football field tarp.
Like McDonald's has this giant bag that you don't know about.
McDonald's makes boat covers.
And he knows it drives me nuts. He rolls down my window and looks at me and throws it out the window.
But you get pissed when he leaves the shit in your car, so what do you
expect? I'd rather him leave it in my car.
I have thrown out some ridiculous things out the window.
Yeah.
I took an entire, like, Sears, like, giant bag when it completely, like, I think I bought, like, an amp for my car, and it's like a big box, big
You're
cardboard box. Yeah. I put it in the plastic bag. I had my top down because I have a convertible, and I just threw it behind me. And
just
oops,
giant
it flew out.
That's horrible.
It wasn't my fault.
Asshole.
It just flew out of the car.
I litter too, but not that crazy. Tom, do you litter?
No, but I was going to say how you always wonder where the trash comes from. Like if you see a shoe on the side of the road.
That's me.
You always think of the story behind that.
Yeah.
Like why is there one shoe sitting on the road?
That always, yeah.
I'm always like, how did that get there?
I always think the mattress is the best. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, you like, dumb fucks.
Who decides
you would think you'd secure something like that when you put that on your roof.
Yeah.
You know? But they don't.
It's easy.
It's not hard.
It's easy to litter.
All right, what else
makes
we
it
got?
So convenient.
Baby dropped off or something? Who's that?
Okay, I got that.
Who's that?
Hold on. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can even find it anymore. They might have taken it off.
That's cool. John can talk
off
a little bit about
YouTube, because they take everything off YouTube.
No. No, it was another website. I can't find it. All right,
cool.
I read it a little bit earlier. A baby and a mother were dropped off to a hospital. And the baby had an alcohol content 4 times higher than the legal limit. A 2 month old baby.
What's the legal limit for a 2 month old baby?
No,
though?
Well,
I mean, come on.
No, for a regular person. I mean, that's pretty funny.
So the baby wasn't allowed to be driving that
How
limit?
How is that possible?
I don't know. Well, that's what they're saying. They were asking. They're looking for the husband or the father of the baby to question him because he's a main suspect. But so is the mother who was dropped off with the baby. But
she was drunk too?
She was. I don't believe so. She's saying that the kid accidentally ingested it.
Yeah, but the baby might not have drank that much.
The baby didn't know how much to
No,
didn't
might
drink?
Not have drank that much.
What do you mean?
Maybe the baby was
Oh, because it's so small?
Yeah.
No.
It could have been like a shot could have made it blow that much over.
Well, who's giving a baby a shot
no,
of
I'm
liquor?
I'm just saying. It might not have been much alcohol that it takes for me and you to go blow
Dude, a two-month-year-old kid, though, shouldn't have any alcohol.
No, you really shouldn't at that
age. Any level of alcohol.
I think that's too young.
I think that's the first sign of alcohol.
I think that's definitely too young to start drinking, that's for sure.
So.
All right, what's up with Taco Bell? People are getting like the shits and stuff around here in
yes.
New Jersey and New York. There's a Taco Bell E. coli scare.
New, dude.
For all of us in New Jersey. Yeah, right. big fucking story. Taco Bell makes you shit yourself. Like, what is the... I don't know.
I just love how they're talking about the... Ew. Everybody's getting E. coli, and half the people in this apartment went and got Taco Bell
right.
and ate it.
It's a studio. It's not an apartment.
Whatever.
Don't bring it down like that.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Tom and Jared have a new roommate, and he actually went out to Taco Bell and grabs them, as John was saying.
He did, and he's got the worst stomach of them all. Like,
he
if
said,
someone's going to get E. coli and like hurt from it, it's D-Rock.
He said literally two seconds after he finished eating, someone text messaged him and told him about the E. coli outbreak in Taco Bell.
They've closed like 15 Taco Bells around New Jersey and New
it
York.
It started in Central Jersey, so any
That's
of you
South
guys
Jersey
listening?
For you. Island, right? South Jersey for you.
I said Central Jersey.
Wasn't there some kid who got E. coli, I think, like twice or something? He went to two different ones that ended up getting shut down or something within like a 3-hour period, it said.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I thought you made that up.
Oh, no, yeah, I didn't make that up.
Oh, that wasn't real.
No, but he.
I thought he made that up.
I thought that was a good
no,
story.
No, it just said, that he ate at one of the Taco Bells and then he ate at another one, but it didn't say like within like 2 minutes or anything.
Gotcha.
I just kind of threw that in when I was previewing the story.
All right, John, what you got about World of Warcraft and some kid killing himself
some
or something?
There was a thing, I think it was on VH1, some stupid special where this mother was like, she started some kind of like a help program for people addicted to these video games.
Like Tom, our intern?
Apparently. I never played it. I never played it before.
Tom, you're a World of Warcraft buff?
Yeah.
What level are you?
Dork.
I think I'm at 34 right now.
If you think that you're at
34,
know
what that
34
means.
Night
what,
Elf
what is,
Hunter.
What does that mean?
I'm on Demon Soul. Find me. My name's Chauncey.
What does that mean? Can you get chicks like that?
I don't even know what that means.
That's a server.
Guys, if you
that's a server.
This is a whole.
It is
language.
The it's the worst game in the entire world.
It's not good because you went out and bought it after the South Park.
After
episode.
South Park, I went out and bought it, and they give you a little registration thing to give to your friends, so they get 10 free days of playing it. And I gave it to Tom, and I stopped playing mine, and Tom continued on to be a level 34.
But what does that mean? What's level 34? Is that good? Like you've only had it for a little
there.
Bit.
Crystal Wang laughs at me when I say 34.
Because he's
that's like he hasn't even started playing.
Crystal Wang. Crystal Wang is he's playing World of Warcraft right now while he's listening to our show.
Well, apparently he has like 4 guys at level 60.
Four?
And that probably takes a couple years.
Yeah, it's like you got to play. Basically, like the highest level in the game is 60.
That's what I was going to say.
And if you're like a 60, you can beat anyone under a 60. Kind of like Stratego. I don't know if you remember playing Stratego kind of thing.
I don't really
but
play
no, Stratego's a board game. So that's why I was trying to bring games. It down to your level. Candyland?
No, I don't do that.
Jerking
either.
Off?
Yeah, I know that one. So World of Warcraft, how can World of Warcraft be anything like jerking off?
Well, Tom will explain to us.
No, that I don't know.
Oh.
You tell me that.
How many hours a day do you play?
What's that?
How many hours a day do you play?
On a bad day,
yeah,
probably about I probably sat on our couch one day,
like the worst of the worst.
Yeah, the worst of the worst. I probably played for about 9 straight hours without even standing up once.
Not even to piss.
I swear to God, not even pissing.
What do you do for 9 hours in a
you kind of get lost in it.
You go on quests.
Is there a pause button?
And you don't.
No,
even,
there's no pause button.
You don't even have the headset, so you can talk to other
no,
people.
I don't
right?
have a headset.
That sucks. Yeah. See, that kind of sounds cool. And that's what.
Well, there was a kid. They were saying that these, some of these kids.
Oh, yeah, we got to tell the story that we were getting at.
Some of these kids actually play for over 45 hours a week.
Oh, I believe. I think Tom's probably hit a 40, had at least a 40 hour week.
Yeah, it, like 2 weeks ago, probably.
Well, this
he's
one
a pecker
kid,
face, that's what he is.
This one kid on the special ended up just being one of those really big losers, like the guy on the South Park episode.
Or in like MTV True Life, I'm a Gamer.
Or me.
No, this was bad because at least the gamers were making money. This kid here was just thought it was his real life. And
so what happened?
Well, he ended up locking. He went to like some kind of like rehab for video gamers. And which I didn't know any of this really existed, which I thought was like the gayest thing in the world.
You're just not in the loop.
Apparently not. But anyway, long story short, his mother ended up losing contact with him because the kid wouldn't talk to anybody, locked himself in his apartment. Mother broke down the door and found him in front of the computer and shot his face.
Because he was in love with a girl that he met in World of Warcraft.
One of the
that's
one
the,
of the,
that's the point of the fucking story.
No, the point of the story is the kid shot himself because of the game.
Well, because he was in... No, he didn't shoot himself because of the game. He was in love with a girl that he met through World of Warcraft.
And yeah, and...
And then... let's just take a moment. We'll be back.
So this kid was playing the video game and fell in love with another character who was controlled by a girl.
A girl, yeah.
Maybe it was Tom just and fucking
she,
with him.
What did she say? Man. Did she say, like, I can't
they're
be in the same
sure.
universe? Like, I can't play the same levels at you as
they,
you anymore?
They're
or
not
what?
Sure. The
and
last thing on his
level
screen.
60.
Yeah. I only date guys above 50.
But regardless, my point is that this mother is trying to, like, say that the video game did it. When this kid was going to kill him.
It was obviously
no
Marilyn Manson.
Obviously.
So. That's crazy.
That's absurd.
It was emo music.
Tom, have you ever thought about killing yourself? Do the World of Warcraft? Like, if you died early or something along those lines?
Well, there was this one time when this asshole from the fucking Horde came in on me and killed me right in the middle of a quest, and I was like, I can't even go on. I got really upset.
So what'd you do? Go gamble dork. Online?
What? Yeah.
You are such a dork.
Another vice.
I still think that's really funny that the kid went on fucking to play the game and
I
fell in love with a girl that was playing.
I think it's funny.
That's
that
worse on MySpace.
That shitty's like a level 30 or I don't even know.
34, buddy.
Give credit where credit's due. If you want to message Tom and talk about World of Warcraft or something else,
fun of me. It's okay.
you can message right, Tom to make fun of him. The screen name on AIM is Crash Test Losers and the MySpace is myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. Again, on AIM, Crash Test Losers.
Crystal Wang brings up a good point.
Let's hear it.
And he says that a lot of the girls... The quote-unquote girls
are
in
dudes?
World of Warcraft are dudes that are trying to get money. Probably money in the game.
What?
I don't know.
What? How does he know?
That's how do you think he became four level 60s in there?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do all that shit on your own. You got to put out a little
I
bit.
Don't doubt
is Crystal Wang that kid that's trying to pick up chicks on World of Warcraft?
He does have kind of a high voice. So he plays the girl, actually, I think.
Oh, okay.
Enough with this dork talk.
Yeah,
I think maybe we should go to a song, possibly, something, and then come back into something.
All right, what song you want to play here?
Let's do a red light, green light song. That's what we're going to do.
The Battle of the War.
Fuck yeah. Is that the Battle of the War. That's D-Rock who's got E. coli right now.
He does. All right, this is The Battle of the War by Red Light, Green Light on Crash Test Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't we step up, play that game? Just don't we step up.
Jared can't take it.
He can't take
one
you guys.
Noise.
It gets so bad.
And he shot the worst glare at me ever.
He's saying
worst glare ever. You probably Rocko, didn't even hear me. I hear my mic anyway.
Rocko calls me earlier today and says, hey, we have to try and make sure that the show runs, you know, like as smoothly, like technically. And I'm like, no, I think we're doing good. He's like, no, I think we're getting better every day. I'm like, okay, guys, mics are live, i.e. keep your fucking voice down until the song's over. And what do they all start doing? They all start just making fucking noise to piss me off. They're a bunch of cocksucks.
And now it's just going to keep happening.
It's going to be worse because I can press the buttons too.
You can press it. You are within button pressing reach.
Do you even know what buttons to push?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, he's pushing my buttons right now.
I'm like a button.
Pushing the right ones. So, Rocko?
All right. So, the other day I was watching
the
show.
Why aren't you looking at me?
Oh, okay.
Why aren't you looking at me? Oh, yeah.
We cut the shit.
Oh.
I gotta fucking put my keys away like I'm fucking dealing with my dog because John's
fucking playing
with
blah, 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 blah. Go ahead. Continue.
No. You're a fuck. Anyway, I was watching a show. I think it was on like TLC or something. What is the guy's name from Miami Inc.? The bald guy who looks like John.
Ami
Jones. He did a list called the Ultimate To-Do List, 30 Things to Do Before You're 30.
Okay.
And holy shit, was this the worst fucking list of things to do? Like, basically, a lot of the shit you... he wants you to do you have to pretty much own like a private jet to go to these places and
okay so John can do all of these then
yeah but then you got lame ones. Like, here you go, number 30 is get a tattoo.
He's just trying to get business for a shop. Move on.
Agreed.
I think he does okay.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to go through all 30 of them?
I'm not going to go through all 30 because it'll be boring.
Good.
No, it was on the show.
TV show?
Yeah, it was an hour long show. It was
so
called.
You sat there and copied them down?
I DVR'd it, yeah. Oh, okay. And I copied it today.
That's because that's the TLC
no channel
Warcraft. Shows on.
Oh, is
like
it?
His tattoo show is on that TLC.
Yeah, I don't know. I caught the ending of it the other night. And I was like, wow, this is really lame. I think we should maybe talk about this on the show.
What were some other ones? Let's hear some of them.
Number 29 was face your fear. And then the only reason I bring this up is because pelidophobia is the fear of bald people.
Okay.
It just made me laugh because you're bald.
Okay.
What are you giving me that look for?
Don't really see.
What would, wait,
find that
did
funny.
You know that there was a fear of bald people?
I'm sure there's a fear of everything.
I fucking fear you. Anyway, 28 was ride a roller coaster. Like, who hasn't ridden a roller coaster?
I've never ridden the roller coaster.
Already, these are dumb.
Like, do you really have to wait till you're almost 30?
These are dumb, but I've never ridden the roller coaster.
How is
what? Whoa, what?
I've never ridden the roller coaster. I'm scared of heights.
Are you serious?
I'm scared of heights.
Man, I'm not surprised.
There's my fear. I have to face one of my fears, and I have to ride the roller coaster.
See, here's my
I have a tattoo, but it sucks.
How is it that... like facing your fear is number 29, but riding a roller coaster is number 28.
I don't think these are in any special order. At first, I thought he meant
no. They like, are. I think
when
it's the 30. When like is the top 10 or top 30 whatever countdown not in order?
Okay, cool. Well, originally, I thought it was supposed to be by age. It was like when you're 29.
No,
you should
no,
do
no.
This
is the 30 things to do before you turn 30.
All right, so let's hear a couple more.
Because
I have to follow a few of these.
Don't look, just jump. Example, go bungee jumping in South Africa or base jump. Right?
Did he actually read these out loud? Like, this is dumb.
Yeah,
is
no, stupid. It's ridiculous. Yeah, he read every one and then he gave a little example
what are
of
some,
everything.
What are, like, the top five?
All right, you want me to just jump to the top five?
Yeah.
Number five is grab your backpack and go somewhere exotic, like the Aztec ruins.
I say grab your package and go somewhere exotic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a stripper's
like
bedroom.
Smiles.
Number four, destroy something big without hurting anyone. Like, and he gave the example, go to a wrecking yard and smash some cars.
What?
Like, he just took a baseball bat. He went to a wrecking yard and just, like, smashed some cars.
So he did all of these things?
He claims to have done them.
He has a tattoo?
Yeah, he has a tattoo.
Okay.
Wait, he has that Miami Ink show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm stupid. Number three, quit the job you hate. I did that one.
Doesn't everybody quit
their
job?
I do it all
the
time. I don't have a job right now, so I totally did.
You're on the radio, Rock. That's a job.
Number two is push yourself. Here's a nice example.
Ow.
Try to run a triathlon or marathon. Or if that's not enough for you, join the Ironman competition.
I don't even know how to go about doing that.
I don't even want
to
walk up and down the goddamn steps.
I don't think a normal person can even join the Ironman competition.
No, you can't.
I think it's something. Give us a call.
What's his number one?
Well, first, let me give out the phone number.
Okay,
give us a call. 973-229-6647. we have our own kind of to-do list before you're 30, and we're going to read those in a second.
And we want to hear if you have to add to it.
Yeah, we want to see what you guys want to do before you're 30 and see if it's as lame as Ami, which I'm sure most of them would.
Number What's 12, the number again?
I'm going. The number is 973-229-6647. I'm going a little backwards here, but I was just looking at number 12. Avoid looking 30. Example, go to a spa. Treat yourself.
Gay.
Go to fucking homo, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, and number one, which is the most disappointing thing because it's not nearly as funny as some of the others. Grow up, will you? Without getting old. Example, experience new things constantly.
Please tell me you have a gunshot sound ready immediately.
not immediately. There you go.
Thanks.
If
you guys want to, if you don't feel like calling and you want to give us some ideas for good things to do before you're 30, you can message us on the screen name Crash Test Losers. Tom being the loser on Crash Test Losers screen name today. Level 34 master.
I thought number 16 was kind of funny too. Hunt down your favorite arcade machine, get the high score on it, and then buy it.
I can't afford to buy it. I can barely afford to play it.
I officially hate this guy.
That came up, and he said, you know what? Before you're 30, you don't really have any responsibilities, so blow some money on something you really want and buy an arcade machine.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Oh,
I had one.
You had Blades of Steel.
A hockey game?
It sucked.
You would think it'd be so cool. Every friend asked Rocka to play it. Every time he turned it on, I was like, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Number 9, I feel like I'm going to have to do before I'm 30, which is a master the wedding toast. Because I think, will I be giving a toast at your wedding?
Who's going to be your best man, John?
I know who his best man is.
Who?
It's going to be his brother.
Ah, I thought it was going to be Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's the guy who originally stole John's first girlfriend and married her and moved to Hawaii all within a month.
It was not my first girlfriend.
And then pregnant.
Or whatever. Your first major girlfriend.
No.
You went out with her for like 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not your first major girlfriend? It was all through high school.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, you were a senior. I keep forgetting that you are 30 and we're only like 22.
All right, Rock, 30. Let's hear some of yours. Or do we have any good ones coming in, Tom?
No, we've got nothing coming in.
Nothing coming in.
No, people are uncreative.
Except play listening? World of Warcraft for 9 hours straight.
Is anybody even listening?
Did that shit.
Yeah, they're listening. I see a stats.
I made up my own top 10 list of things I would want to do before I'm 30. Or I have done all of them except for the first two.
So you're suggesting these to other people things that they should do. Yeah. Take after you.
Number 10, take a dump in the street.
Wait,
John did it.
That, yeah, we did that.
I've never shit in the street, but I have pissed in restaurants, which we've discussed.
Yeah, no, me and Rocka were in Morristown 2 years ago for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right after you came to my house.
Yeah,
right?
We left there, went to Morristown, got wasted, and felt like taking a dump in the street. Right. And then two girls almost fought in it.
We have a call here, all right? Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hi, it's Alicia.
Hi, yeah, how'd you know?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I rule!
Oh. In,
best
why.
Fucking moments.
Well,
Jeez.
you are our favorite caller. What's up, Alicia? Whatever your name is.
Yeah, my name is Alicia, you bastard. I just want to say some ideas I have of things you should do before you're 30.
Wow, man.
Stop playing Warcraft is a good one.
Stop playing Warcraft? Okay.
Yeah.
Before you're 30, you got a few more years.
Thank
Tom, you're
you.
Okay.
You know, I've taken enough shit for it.
I think John already did this one, but go after a married woman.
Remember how you wrote that poem?
Have
I'm
sex
not
with
reading
a married?
It now.
Yeah.
Have sex with a married woman?
Again.
Yeah, no one wants to read the poem, and I feel bad about that, because I definitely spent all of biology not doing my work.
I would have if you weren't just a dick to me.
Huh?
Nothing?
I didn't hear, no, say what you said.
I love you.
Wait.
But, yeah, and also about the Iron Man thing, my uncle went out for a tough man competition and got knocked out twice in the first round, and,
Yeah, but the Iron Man is something completely different. It's like you have to swim, like, 5 miles, then you have to bike ride, like, 14 miles, and then you have to finish it off with, like, running, like, 20 miles.
I want to see you guys do that. I want to see Crash Test Radio go out for an Iron Man
competition. Are you kidding me? You can barely make it down the street.
Exactly. What is this poem? What is she talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's this poem?
Is it about us?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's a Crash Test Radio poem.
Oh, God.
Tom, are you going to read it?
Sure. I don't really understand the rhyming scheme too well, but I'll do my best.
It's like a fairy tale, like A-B-A-B type of thing. Like the second two lines, like it goes, I can't talk. 2 and 4 rhyme.
Would you like me to read it now?
Yeah.
All right, it's pretty short.
All right, Alicia, don't comment until he's completely done so we can get the full effect of this. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. It's deep. I'm telling you. It's mineral-style deepness, okay?
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay. There's a show on Adobe, and it really is the best. It's got four guys and an intern called Radio Crash Test. there's a Jew and Rocco and a bald guy that likes to bitch. But he shouldn't talk. His girlfriend is married with kids.
Oh, shit.
Said bald one has a pathetic love life and makes kids want to call their mommies. I can't help but feel he should have perished in the tsunami. Though I love the show so much, I've called more than I shoulda. The most hysterical part about the night is the life of John Secunda. The end.
Good rhyme.
It sounds like yes, good rhyme.
It sounds like a poem about John.
Yes.
Is it a secret love affair between you and John? Do you guys really like each other?
I don't even talk to John, actually. I just think it's really fun to insult him. I know nothing about the guy.
Well, let me tell you some things. John Secunda was born and raised in Rockford, New Jersey.
Was not.
All right, well, Leisha, thank you for your beautiful poem
thank
about
you for
us. We'll have to post that somewhere, and
yeah.
we'll talk to you later, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
God, I hate that girl.
Come on, she's nice.
John, you are miserable.
I really just hate that girl.
What is wrong with
her? The other one, I just really can't stand either of them.
Who, cold hard vegan?
Yeah, I can't stand her either.
That's kind of interesting.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I'll get into that a little bit.
Let's hear some more about your list.
She's going to help us out a little bit.
You've taken the shit on the street.
Go ahead.
No, I have not done that, but John did that.
Oh, okay.
Number 9 I haven't done is bang a hooker, and I don't plan on doing it.
No, that's gross.
What's her name was a hooker, though, wasn't she? Or now?
No.
Okay.
Number 8, lose all your money gambling a day before a bill should be paid. I definitely have done that.
I think we've all done that, minus John.
These are just things I kind of think that everyone should kind of do before they're...
That way you can wake up ready. Shaking in the morning and say, what did I do?
That's the worst feeling
I forgot
ever.
To tell you, I have a gambling problem.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I just... I feel like some of these things, like I said, I have done, and maybe people should do before they're 30. And like,
it's something you should experience.
Ahmed or Ami, whatever his name is, like
not
before
gonna.
You're 30, you really don't have any financial responsibility. So why not go to AC and blow all your money? That's the way I think about it.
Yeah.
Number 7. This one I definitely have done a number of times. Say your grandmother died to get out of work or school. I've done that so many times.
I can't
never.
Do that because I would feel horrible.
I've never had about. According to my logic, I've had about 6 grandmothers. That's about how many times
they're all on your mother's side, though, which is the weird part.
Yeah. Number 6, watch your dad's porno and rewind it to the original spot so you don't get caught.
I love that. It's going back to VHS. I love
right. Oh, exactly. Going back that? To VHS.
Who you hasn't done that?
You had to put the, because VHS had the counter
yeah.
that you could reset. That was the. That was the tricky way to do it. That's what I learned
I would
from,
just remember
from my
you guys
sibling.
Have all done this?
I've yeah. done that. I, yeah, totally.
I
all
like
three of you have
fifth
done
grade,
this.
Grade, fifth grade, I'd yeah. say, yeah.
You kind classic. Of... you kind
you
of
remember where it was.
You do, because you
I
don't want
do,
your
I
dad.
I didn't do it that way. I did... I was the smart kid about it. When I put the tape in, I hit the counter yeah. reset button. That way you could always yeah. go back to zero.
I knew what that
back
was.
Then, in like sixth grade, I only went like 3 minutes into the video anyway, barely, so it didn't really matter.
No, it's the weird part about that
the
is
that
you know exactly where your dad shot his load.
Oh,
at what point.
I didn't even think of that.
Right?
I never even, yeah.
I didn't even think of that
only
either.
You, Rock.
Sick no, no, I'm serious.
You showered
think
with
about
your dad
it.
Too, didn't you, Rocco?
I did.
Ew. Is that on your list?
You take a shower with your father?
Yeah, I told you that.
No,
no, I said
that
on your
list.
Oh no, no. All right, take a shower with your father. That's number 6.5.
Oh,
no, I told you that before. You've done it too,
what?
Haven't you?
Every kid took a shower.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Hair.
And it's still. I see. I remember being in
comes.
The. I remember being in the shower and my dad having the hugest fucking dong, like a big fucking elephant trunk.
You're
and now I look at myself now and I'm like. What I'm seeing on myself does not look like what I saw as a kid with my father in the
see,
shower.
See, I don't remember if I ever...
That's awful.
So you're actually like, picturing right? your father's dong right now?
No, because you're so... it's like when you're growing up, you know, like you remember...
Jared's
your,
got the same thing.
Yeah, you remember...
Yeah, see, I can't relate. This, no. I don't
like,
honestly
like
don't.
You remember the hallways of your school being so much bigger, and then you go back to your elementary school, and you're like, wow, that's a lot smaller than it was in real life.
I'm telling you, like, seriously, like... But now I try to think, like, was it really that, is it really that big, or did it just seem that big when I was a kid?
You know you need therapy, right?
No, I'm serious. Like,
yeah, I know you're
thing,
serious,
like,
and I,
was, like,
I'm serious
like this
as well.
Beer can, like that thick. Like, my God, what I came out of, what I know, like, holy shit, my mom's hurting.
Disgusting.
All right, where was I?
Fucking disgusting.
Daniel's giant mule.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
Come
yeah,
on, move on.
Huge. So anyway, back to the porno thing. Like, I totally gave up on that. Like, about Jared's dying.
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah. What you're going to say is you stopped caring where you were. Well,
oh,
I want to appreciate this. Look at him. He's crying.
He really is.
You are like lobster red right now. It's amazing.
Are you picturing his father's dong? Is that why you're laughing? Well, that's what I'm
but it, well, I'm saying, like, as a kid,
the whole thing is spectacular.
Like, as a kid, I was only tall. Man. I was just about as tall. It's gigantic. Where I was eye level with this horse schlong right in front of my face. Like, if my father didn't care about me, he could have knocked me out with that thing.
You can't do that nowadays.
No, I'm talking about a little kid. Like, I was like three, like
5 or 6 years old.
Two or three,
what, years ago?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, 12.
That is so
13.
That is so creepy. I don't care how old you are. That is fucking.
You
shit.
Did it too,
no, dude. I honest no. There's no way.
No, he didn't love you.
My father did not care enough.
Ask your parents. Ask your parents if you ever took a shower with your dad. You did
I
at one point.
You, I never did. I guarantee.
How did you take a bath? Would you go just? You were constantly always washed in the kitchen sink. There's a time when you grow out of that. There's
but you're
a time,
not ready to be in yet by
but
yourself.
But you're not ready to be in the shower by
I don't
yourself.
No, they sat there and bathed me, not in the fucking naked
it
with me.
Creepy.
No.
Creepy, they're not naked. My dad's dong wasn't in my face.
Oh, God.
He really is just crying, by the way. Do you see his face, Rock? He really is crying.
He is. Oh, man. So, but anyway, like I was saying, there is a point when you stop rewinding the tape.
Yeah, and you just don't care.
And you just
anymore.
Don't care. You're like, yeah. I don't care if my dad catches me. He knows I'm watching
this. My dad puts the tape in.
It's not like your dad remembers where he stopped.
That's
anyway.
What I... When,
well,
you're a
when
kid.
He turns it on, the credits are going. I think he's a little...
See, that's why I think kids would be better at crime than adults. Because when you're a kid, you think of all the details and you're like,
it's true.
If I don't rewind this, my dad's going to go, wait a minute.
Yeah, I didn't end at that
I didn't end at this spot. I was way past the anal.
The 80s muff was sticking out.
Exactly. Number five, I have, go ahead. Well, actually, I don't condone this.
Oh, God.
But
having sex with fat chicks?
No, but I mean...
Losing virginity too?
No.
I got you now.
I feel like such a scumbag.
You
no.
should.
Wow. And if he's saying that...
Try PCP.
Oh, no.
What?
It's not happening. I actually didn't even know. See, I don't know how much he wants to go. Like, I don't know where he wants to go with that.
What? Wait.
I don't know where he wants to go with that.
Rocco, do you have something to talk to us about?
No. I've tried it.
Oh. Okay, there you go. Did
was
you
it
know
like it was in Grand Theft Auto where like every, like you can jump and you stay in the air for 15 seconds?
No, honestly, I passed out. Like, I saw Jackass 2 before it, and I just remember I don't know if I was hallucinating or dreaming, but I had a really bad experience with like snakes because of the kid King Cobra
would
scene.
Did your dad walk in with his pants down?
That was a good one.
That was
very good.
Oh, God. Here he goes again. Did you know that he did
just
that?
Just picturing Rocco in the shower with his dad, his little kid. And God. Rocco, like, I'm picturing Rocco being the same way he is right now. Like, looking at him be like, holy fuck, I hope I grow into that. Kind
the
of, you
reason,
know? Like,
the reason I'm creepy. Saying this, I don't condone it. But I'm just saying there's nothing, like, it was nothing. Like, it was so stupid, and, like, I got nothing from it. It was the stupidest thing I've ever pretty
so
much
don't
done.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it, of course.
Exactly.
It's a joke.
Okay, continue.
Okay. The only thing, I remember watching Anchorman, and it took literally about 2.5 minutes to watch the whole movie. That's the only thing I remember.
That's good, because that movie fucking sucked, so that's why you got through it faster.
Thank you. I agree.
I
didn't
movie.
Like Anchorman in the beginning. When it came out on DVD, I kind of got into it a little bit, but God, what a piece of garbage.
What's number four?
Number four, break into your friend's house to have sex with your girlfriend.
The best part is that it's Ill Will's house, which is fantastic.
I did that one a
it's
while
Uncle
ago.
Uncle Will's house.
Very
yeah,
long
he really
ago.
Did that.
I knew where Uncle Will's family hid the key, and they were gone on New Year's.
He really did that.
And, that is unbelievable.
I went to his house. Okay, moving
still,
on.
He's still pissed about that, too.
Moving on. Number three. Yeah,
would you have sex in his bed?
No, on his
on couch.
It was really creepy. That was the second worst thing I've ever done. But it was funny because only a couple of months ago, I got really drunk with Uncle Will, and I was like, dude, I have to tell you something.
I would love.
It was so
get
long
the,
ago.
Do we have the Uncle Will song? Is that anywhere available?
I do. I got it this time.
Oh, God.
Ready
I'd
right
like
now?
To hear that beautiful song.
Ready?
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will?
Hey, Will.
I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. What's up? It's Uncle Will. I have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck.
What a jam. What a hit.
Yeah, but I got really drunk and I was like, Billy, I gotta tell you something. It was so long ago, you're not gonna care. I use the key that you guys hide, and I bet sex in your parents' ass. Oh man, it was bad.
That's horrible. All right, what number was that? Three?
Oh god. No, that was number four. Number three: jerk off somewhere public without getting caught. I think we've all kind of done that.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about
that. What was your public place?
I did it in my school bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I did it in the school
bathroom. Didn't you do it in your classroom?
Yes. I probably did.
That is the weirdest fucking thing.
Nobody was in the classroom.
It doesn't matter. As a kid, you're so scared that, like, if you're taking a test that they're watching over you.
Nobody was in there. Nobody was in the classroom.
You beat off in a classroom.
Nobody was in there but me, and I knew nobody was coming back.
Kiger, you have anything to share on this topic?
No, I was just trying to think through my life and my jerk off. Lifetime.
You know you've done it somewhere.
Not that public, though, I don't think.
I mean,
not a fucking classroom.
It's fun.
All
right. Probably.
Was this high school? I assume.
Mine was 8th grade or 7th grade.
Mine was
like
7th or
8th
grade, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Number two, pee in a Gatorade bottle and try and get your friends to drink it.
Did you do that to Joe?
Classic.
No, I did that a while ago.
I thought you did that to someone in your band.
Oh yeah, I did it again.
Yeah,
first time I did it was like in 5th grade, but I was like such a retard with it. We were playing roller hockey and it was really hot and it was really far away to get something to drink. So I found a Gatorade bottle on the side in the woods and I pissed in it. I was like, "Oh guys, I forgot in my bag I had this Gatorade. Come on, drink it!"
Like so
I was really
like overreacting.
Yeah, I was like really.
I really want you to drink this Gatorade.
I was really enthusiastic to like get them to drink this Gatorade, and they're like, "Wait a minute."
We did that when I was in high school. We were
hepatime.
We were all stoned out of our minds, and I pissed in a Pepsi bottle, but it still had some piss in it. I mean, some Pepsi in it.
Some piss at the
piss. So you couldn't really tell. And this kid started chugging it, and he was stoned out of his mind. Started chugging it, spit it up all over my floor. I couldn't. He swallowed. Like,
that's disgusting.
Took like three big gulps before he realized what it was.
Didn't when you did it to your band? Didn't he like totally drink it? Or was that our band?
Oh no!
Didn't someone piss when we were in Seattle at Marcos's house?
No,
that was Jeff from Foster. Drank the 40 that had
With piss in it.
Topped off with piss.
No, what I did was the kid in my band, Joe, he had a gallon of water he used to bring at us, and I shoved it up my ass. And then he drank it.
Number one, shove a gallon of water up your ass.
Very close. And now, Rocco's number one thing to do before you are 30. Shove a finger up your ass to make sure you're not gay.
All right.
I'm telling you, I've done it.
Have you really?
Yeah, why not?
I put an enema up my ass and I felt fucking like violated.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, no.
I know I'm not gay.
You know, you just gotta experience things to kind of make sure.
No, you don't.
This isn't for me.
You know you don't.
How do you know?
How come Laura hasn't called in yet?
I don't know.
You don't need to do that, man.
Try
it. That is gay.
Are you worried you're gonna like it?
No.
You're full of shit. Because that's the only reason you wouldn't do it. Is because you're worried that
I don't want to stick my finger up my ass
in the shower.
With your dad next to you, looking at his mule.
This is why you do.
That's not a finger, Dad.
Mule. You take.
I don't know if I want to get into how you do it.
Hey, Rock, you on the mule this big? Bend over. Let me stick my finger in your ass. Where does it end?
And that's it. Did you have a list?
No. I wanted to, but I realized that wouldn't be as funny as you, so I didn't bother.
Oh, all right. Well, let's play a song then.
Let's do it. What are we playing?
Let me see. Hold on. Pay No Attention.
Pay No Attention. The Stereo. Let's do it.
All right. Here's The Stereo with Pay No Attention.
If you guys
want to
message us on the screen name, it's Crash Test Losers. We'll be taking calls for the last 20 minutes too. Phone number is 973-229-6647. 6647. Hard to remember.
You're listening to Crash Test Radio only on iDobyRadio.com.
.com.
It's that kind of thinking, baby, that gets me in trouble. Quit talking to me now, baby, I just wanna be left alone. And it's so simple for you to move into my world and break it. Well, I can't take it. Pay no attention to my broken heart. It doesn't matter, my world's falling apart. Something is
Mike's alive.
You're such an asshole. God, I hate you guys. That was the stereo. And by the way, we have Ghost Orgy tickets, two front row seats. They're playing the Nassau Coliseum next Saturday night, I think it is.
Call up 973-229-6647. Be the 10th caller, and we'll give you the tickets.
Because it's the 10th special episode. So.
Yeah, for the 10 episodes.
Yeah. And Bobby, the retard, the intern, will be taking those phone calls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. never... Do we say that Bobby was with us again this week?
Bobby from Thrive brought in some Coors Lights to get through the door.
I was getting you to say the band name because I always say it wrong. I
Thrive?
Thrive.
But I also said, hey, give this to Bobby before you go, who's Bobby?
I forgot what his name was.
He's right behind you. So, those tickets for the Ghost Orgy show are gone now. Sorry. But go out to it. Nassau Coliseum next Saturday. It'll be a good show.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
All right.
I bet there were some people that really wanted those tickets, too.
So what else are we going with? Oh, God. What else, Rock? The game show.
Oh,
tomorrow's the big
show.
Day.
We told you guys that we were going to audition.
Didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
We told them that
we
were going.
We get a test for it and everything.
How there was I?
Probably wasted out of your fucking gourd. This is the actual theme. This is it.
This is the theme song.
Wow.
On the left side, we'll have Rocco, Jarrett, and Tom.
That's right. John is not coming to the audition with us tomorrow.
John backed out. John's text messaging right now.
Tom will be filling in with...
You have a radio show. Hold on a second.
Shut up.
You have a radio show for 1 hour. 1 hour a week.
What are you getting at? I shouldn't be text messaging?
That you should be sitting playing text message.
Playing text message?
Yes.
Well, too bad.
Because I knew I was in the alternate position, mm-hmm. I DVR'd a ton of episodes of Chain Reaction and been practicing.
I've been practicing awesome. On GSN.com.
That's awesome. And I kind of think about it. Well, by the way, the game show is going to be on Game Show Network. It's called Chain Reaction.
It's called Crash.
It's called Crash Test Game Show. And yeah, we're auditioning tomorrow. I mean, it's not like we're going to be on or anything. We're just auditioning
tomorrow
to get
the
onto
audition.
The show.
We have to be on. That would be fucking classic.
We have to. I think we will.
I hope so.
I would die.
We just have to... Try and be good.
Yeah. I kind of thought about it afterwards. I mean, it was kind of stupid to put John on, you know, someone who can't spell to be on a fucking spelling game show.
It's not a spelling game
show. It pretty much is. If you can't spell words, you can't figure out what the next word is going to be.
They're like four-letter retard words.
Yeah, but you're a retard, so you wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Ha, ha, ha. But no, I didn't want to go waste my fucking time with that.
Hey, we can win up to $25,000.
Yeah, see you later.
We can. What? No, you know, the prize isn't that big.
I thought it goes up to $25,000. No, the top prize.
It's like
I doubt it.
Five. It's like
$100
a question.
It's something high, but you have to get like every answer correct.
Oh yeah, you got to be really, really good.
And I don't think anyone ever does that.
That's the time when the other team will be fucking amazing, and we won't even get a shot.
Oh, we're gonna
to
get screwed.
One.
We're gonna play like the Harvard League.
If you even get on the radio on the game show,
we're getting on.
Mm-hmm. We are.
You want to bet?
No.
We go tomorrow night at 7 p.m. into New York City to go audition.
Wish us luck. If you guys want to call up, Rocco's got the number.
I'm kind of curious. 973-229-6647. I'm kind of curious because it says we have to go in and take a timed written test.
I'm nervous.
And then we get interviewed on camera all together. It's mm-hmm. not like a single interview.
If though. I were you during the interview, I don't know if I'd bring up the showering with your father and looking at his mule thing.
Yeah, no.
I just don't think that's... Just in case we don't have time to talk before the actual interview tomorrow.
You know what I'm kind of thinking is we could either be really loved on the game show
or
we could be those
kick
guys
us right out.
Well, yeah, or we could be those guys that the audience go, those are the three most annoying fucks. Like, what a bunch of
like
fucking
Dustin
camera.
Diamond in the sex tape, which Rocco finally brought over so we could check it out. And let me tell
you. Did
you
watch it?
Yeah, Groff put it on at the apartment. and it was it's really really annoying. It is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, he definitely doesn't have the schlong he spoke of.
I think no, it is big, dude.
No, it's not. It's not what they're trying to
like its size, but it's definitely not what he said. It's not. It's not hanging in the water.
Well, no,
it's like
I mean,
the same
yeah.
size erect as it is. Yeah,
it's true. I was.
It doesn't even grow.
Does it sound gay if I say that I was let down by the size of his penis?
Yeah, no, not at all.
No, they made it seem like it was gigantic. Well, and
he claimed 12.
There's no way.
I peg it at like 7.5.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's nothing, but.
Well, we talked about you're either a grower or a shower.
He's just there.
And so obviously he's just a shower.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beavis. Ah, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into.
Whoa! What is a? Would you say a blower or a shower?
A grower or a shower?
What does that even mean?
It means
when you're soft, it's the same size as when you're hard. That you're a shower. And if you're a grower, it's small.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
I keep saying
not
that.
Heard of it.
I'm a grower.
You keep
Me
saying
too.
What?
Okay.
You keep saying that there are penises out there that they stay the same size whether they're
soft
or
not
hard.
Not the same exact, but like close.
Pretty much.
I think Bobby has something to chime in with, and he's been good all night. I'll hear this.
Bobby, what's your penis like?
One, I'm not answering that, but don't you guys think it's kind of strange that it's four guys talking about another man's penis that you watched on TV?
I'm just curious. I never heard about this whole grower
don't be jealous.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, don't
I'm
be
not
jealous.
I'm just a little scared.
Do you want us to be talking about your penis? I don't
understand.
No, I don't
want to. I'm Irish part, so you know what that's like.
No, I don't. I'm a
You have red pubes?
I never. Yeah.
No. Oh, thank God.
Your dick drinks beer.
What does that mean? I've never heard anything about Irish people and big penises.
Means that
are you half black?
What was the phrase you were saying before?
Grower,
grower, and what? Grower or a shower?
I'm glad
grower or a shower.
I
guess it's like a grower. It's really small when it's extremely cold as well. All
right, thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the call.
How did this turn into now we're talking about your penis?
Grab that microphone.
I knew there was something behind it.
This is what happens.
We have a live studio audience, as John calls it.
That's why we can't. Thank you. We can't have nice things.
The other thing is not really kind of on the same topic.
The girl.
Thuggy thing? It's not actually a game show, but we kind of have an interesting bit that we thought of.
Yeah, we just have to get an attorney
she's
and make sure that this is legal.
I've been talking to her.
Okay, she said she's down with this, right?
Cold hard vegan.
I didn't ask. I didn't talk about that.
Right, cold hard vegan.
Why wouldn't
call
it be
in.
Legal?
I just let's go back a
What's
little
her
bit.
Name
last
again?
Last
cold
week.
Cold hard vegan.
I don't know her first name.
Last week, this girl called up the show. And was explaining that she had slept with how many dudes? Oh, yeah, a lot.
26 dudes and two chicks.
And had never been able to climax from any of them, only by herself.
That's true.
And we told her that we think our friend Thuggy could do it. And she was like, well, I have a boyfriend.
No,
like,
but he's away in the Navy, so she don't give a fuck.
In the Navy. God, I wish we had
it
that.
It keeps going back to gay shit.
But so she said he's going away, and she would give Thuggy the chance, and Thuggy said he would do it. So we were thinking about.
She said that they would go on a date and do all that, but we kind of have a new stipulation for it that I didn't really explain to her yet. That's why I wanted to call in.
Which was the get her on the phone, get her on the horn.
Carrie, her name's Carrie.
Carrie, call in
973-229-6647. I can never remember that last part.
I don't know.
So difficult,
stupid.
But Thuggy basically said that he can do it, and I think he can.
I totally think he can. John has no faith in him.
I think he's totally unreliable, and you guys are fucking insane.
Well, we said that we'd get them a hotel room because they're sure as fuck not doing it in here.
No, and we're gonna
give them a phone, and throughout the entire show, he's gonna make an attempt to make it happen.
All right, we're gonna play some music and see if she'll call in. Let's kind of wait it out here a little bit.
Bam.
I was thinking we should get them. Oh, we should send them to that place that you went with your parents with like the hot tubs that were like heart shaped and shit. It's too expensive for Thuggy.
I say you let them bang on your couch.
No, they're not doing it in this fucking house. That's disgusting.
On the couch.
Is this a theme song to the wedding game or something?
No, it's a match game.
Oh, match game. Okay, yeah.
I guess she's not calling.
I think
guess
no.
Not.
Wait, what's the number again?
973-229-6647.
I think he's totally unreliable, and obviously she'll bang anything that walks, so...
I'll fuck anything that moves!
Where the fuck's this
phone
call?
There she is.
There she is. Kill your bullshit.
What's her name
music.
Again?
Carrie.
Carrie.
Carrie, is that you?
Yep.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Oh, awesome. So, I kind of... Remember, I kind of talked
to you... Are
you
ready to fuck Thuggy?
What?
Okay, remember I talked to you the other day and we kind of brought up the idea of you doing like a dating game with like three guys and kind of go on a date and then come back and tell us a story if, you know, he was able to deliver you the big O?
Kind of talked about it.
We had a better idea. I don't think we're going to be able to get three guys. So I have one guy who will definitely do it. He's a very good looking guy. And
beautiful eyes.
His eyes are...
He resembles Humpty Dumpty.
Magnificent.
He resembles Humpty Dumpty.
But anyway, he said he is willing to give it a go. And we were wondering, instead of actually you guys coming back and telling us, would it be possible if we can actually record the event taking place?
Sound.
Sound-wise. No video.
Absolutely not. Are you serious?
Like, not...
Told you we should have hit the fucking camera.
Like,
or
what if we just... What if we just like give you one of you guys like a phone, and you guys just stay on the phone with us during it?
You're being very serious.
I am being very serious. I don't joke around.
I don't know.
You don't
know? That's
a
yes coming.
What about just random call-ins, random updates?
Yeah. What? Yeah. You don't like.
Yeah. No. It's just like it's happening. We're like, woo. And then,
like
then
right.
We
yeah.
Prove
like
Dougie could do it.
If it's happening, you call in and say, "Oh my God, he's doing it. He's doing it. This is happening."
Oh my God. He's doing it.
Rocco loves nothing more than hearing the random girl say, "Oh my God, he's doing it."
Like, you're kind of putting me on the spot with this. It's not like I have like a choice to like.
No.
You have a choice.
No. You have a choice. You don't have to answer right now. But is it something that you would consider?
I may consider it.
All right. We'll get in touch with you during
then.
The week. Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Here's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. What the fuck? You're gonna have some chick get laid on your fucking show?
No. Oh, on the show. I thought she was gonna say in the house.
No, but it's not gonna be here. We're not gonna be watching it.
So what the fuck is the difference?
What's the problem, Laura?
There's a huge difference, Laura.
Two people.
What?
She'll be calling in with our friend Adam.
Well, I'm glad you want to listen to some fucking chick getting laid. Goodbye. And yeah, just so you know, I did make you dinner already, asshole.
What?
Mac and cheese again, buddy.
Is she being serious, or was that?
That
like,
had to be
no,
scripted.
She's being serious again. I don't understand what she's mad about this time.
Wait, was she really
this
being
time,
serious
I don't
that
know.
Time? Laura.
Laura,
yeah,
call
she's
back.
Being serious.
Laura, call back.
Really, call back, because I'm curious now.
So, just so you guys know, those ghost orgy tickets that we had before were sponsored by Loud Clothing. But in actual all seriousness, go to loudmerch.com and check out Loud Clothing. It's a new line that that launched, and they're going to be helping some stuff out with the show. A really, really cool DIY clothing line. Loudmerch.com's got it, so you can check it out.
What the funkin' wagnos are you talking about?
I was just trying to kill some time. Laura, call the fuck back.
Yeah, Laura,
no,
please call back.
Don't call back.
Have a serious conversation,
if she doesn't call back, we have to end the show. That's all I'm saying.
It's like every fucking day I got to go home and
I don't
explain
understand.
What's going
this
on.
This time,
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, this time I'm not.
Yeah, normally I defend Laura.
Yeah, last time I was on her side.
Yeah,
this time,
I mean, these people aren't doing it in my apartment.
They're
that's
not
going
to
sure.
be doing it here. We're not going to be witnessing it. They're just going to call in and see if it's a radio bit. Like, I don't understand. Like, I honestly,
don't you wish you could just go back to the days when life were easy and you took showers with your father and look
exactly.
at this mule?
I wouldn't eat that food that she makes. She might have poisoned it now at this point.
There's yeah. antifreeze in it and shit.
Yeah.
Well,
it's Taco Bell meat.
Being that yeah, I made you dinner. I picked up Taco Bell. Oh, that was ingenious. Is she calling?
Yeah.
All right, one more try at it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I only called back
because
you didn't want me to.
I love you.
Wait, Laura, are you being serious?
Yeah, why the fuck do you want to hear some chick getting laid? And by the way, she's fat, too.
Wait, hold on.
I don't think there's any interest in hearing her get laid. We want to see if...
Laura, first of all, I hate this girl more than anybody. She's not really that fat, but...
oh, John's got a soft spot.
It is funny. It would be very funny to hear it. That's why we want to do
it's
it.
It's funny.
No, you know why I fucking hate this shit? Because my rape was fucking videotaped.
All right, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know why you want to talk about that on the air.
Thank you guys for listening to Crash Test Radio.
Yeah, thank God none of that got through.
I think we're going to head out for the night.
We're done.
We're very, very done. The MySpace is myspace.com.
I'll set up Rocco, I'll set up your cot in the living room.
That's Rocco smashing his face against the microphone.
Sometimes things don't always go as you plan.
All right. We're out of here.
Yes, we sure as fuck are.
Maybe we'll see you next week.
Maybe. Well,
Rocco might not be joining us anymore.
I was in a good mood, too. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Remember, the podcast for this show to relive this nightmare will be available on Friday on iTunes. Make sure you go on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast so you don't have to. It'll just download automatically every week. Who cares? Honestly, who cares?
All right. So this has been Crash Test Radio. It's December 4th, 2006. Thank you guys for listening. MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio. I'll see you guys later. Bye.